This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
How about those Valks?
Son? There we go. Mike on. Mic check. 1, 2, 2.
Sound great.
How about those Valks?
Hey,
love
Gutsy. Those Valks, man. Gutsy. See Jordan Poole courtside there?
He was wearing
red for the Mystics. We'll give him a pass there because like they took the L. Pods has been a lot of these games.
Pods has been active.
He's been active.
Lake up with the quarter zip, the purple quarter zip. I respect it. Yeah. Veronica Burton getting her buckets. About those Valks.
I'm excited about the Valkyries. Again, you can find all of those games right here on 95.7 The Game and the free Odyssey app. You just go to the Valkyries page there on the Odyssey app. I know you got that downloaded. You're locked in. You were locked in on Steve Kerr yesterday on these airwaves.
Really quick, though, I bring up that Valkyries game. I wanted to tune into it more on Wednesday night than I actually did. I was about to turn on the Valkyries game.
Uh-huh.
But because I'm watching this basketball game where there's 2 minutes, 51 seconds left, I'm thinking, oh, well, this Knicks team, they're fine. They got this, you know? So I'm like, let's turn this Valkyries game on. As I'm about to hit the button, you know, Naismith hits a three. I'm like, oh, hold on a second.
Yeah, it got wild.
And then it got wild. I'm screaming, running around in my apartment. Hopefully didn't get a noise complaint there. One of the wildest shots I've ever seen to end a game. Bonte, I didn't know what you were thinking while watching that one.
When Naismith started hitting those threes in my head, going back to the 90s, because that's when I grew up loving basketball. My teenage years, early years, was Reggie Miller at the Garden.
Yep.
You know, Patrick Ewing missing a finger roll in Game 7 against the Pacers in the Eastern Conference semifinals. And they had LJ four-point play against Reggie Miller, and Mully was on that team. Larry Bird was coaching. This history runs deep, man. And this rivalry, between these two teams runs deep. Indiana hates New York. New York City hates the Pacers. And so when Naismith started getting close, and I was like, uh-oh, 6-4. I've seen this movie before.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it was 30 years ago, but I've seen this movie before. And the Knicks tried to throw it away.
Oh,
remember Josh Hart slid?
Oh, my God.
Brunson threw a bounce pass that bounced like five times.
Why can't they run out the clock? You had a five-point lead, and there was a 10-second difference between the shot clock and game clock. Run that thing all the way down 10. You're still up five.
Yeah, no,
and they just kept looking to score. Why?
It was wild. And then OG Anunoby misses a free throw.
Pat missed a couple, yeah.
Yep, absolutely. And then Halliburton, even when Halliburton drove it, I'm like, what is he doing?
And
he goes out and it goes up on the rim. He'd love to text me. He goes, that was like Kawhi. I was like, Kawhi's was in game 7.
Yeah.
Look up Don Nelson.
Yeah.
Celtics, Lakers, NBA Finals. Literally the same. Bounced off the back rim, goes straight up in the air, and drops down. Now, I thought it was a three, So
We all did.
I was yelling, no! Chaz and Anna was watching Grua, Despicable Me 4.
They're
like,
movies.
What's going on,
now?
I love the Gru movies.
I love Gru. A.K.A. Jokic.
I love that guy. I'm not going to. I'm all the way into soundtrack hits. Yep. Big Bucks. Pharrell does the intro song. I love the Gru and the Midgets. Anyway, but I'm yelling like, oh, my God. That was a tuba when he did the choke sign.
Oh, so hard.
I said, okay. Now we got action, and I think it's going to be hard for the Knicks to recover. Now you got to win a series 5 times. It's just like the Clippers and Nuggets. When the Clippers blew game 4 with Gordon with
Clippers
the alley-oop.
Like 2 or 3
they
of those blew games.
They had to win a series 6 times. You're not going to do that.
Yeah.
So.
You bring up the Don Nelson shot. I looked it up. I mean, yeah, I Googled it right afterwards. Yeah, very similar. Maybe this is recency bias. I felt like that Halliburton ball was in the air for like twice as long as that Nelson shot. Like, that thing was up there forever. And I'm like, when he drives in, I'm like, okay, go for the floater tied up. Then he turns around. It's like, what are we about to see happen here? And, you know, when I talk about just dramatic game-ending playoff shots, yeah, I mean, that Kawhi shot was all-time, but that's a meal what I thought of just in terms of dramatic game-enders.
At the Garden, too.
At the Garden, too.
Square Garden.
In that rivalry, because, again, I was too young for that rivalry. I was still, you know, in diapers when that rivalry is happening. So I'm excited for this because, like, I feel like I'm kind of getting a link to the past a little bit by being able to see this, so I'm leaning forward on that. To see that moment and to see Halliburton do the choke, point out Reggie Miller, all that was like, time is a flat circle. It's like, that was so cool. I felt like it was 1994 again.
Yeah, no, it was next level. For me, I remember that Reggie Miller, that game, like it was yesterday, where Marv Albert's on the mic for NBC.
Yes!
And when he dropped back and hit one over Starks and he did the choke side to Spike Lee, I remember it like it was yesterday. And then obviously they lost that series.
Yeah, the Knicks won that.
Reggie Miller missed 2 free throws.
So there's
in game
a hope,
6.
Knicks fans.
It is. Spike Lee's in Indiana. He's hyped up. John Starks gives him daps. They lose game 7. But the next year, Reggie Miller in that game 1 scores 8 points in the last 14. And I remember that on the Saturday
Presence
morning.
Of mind.
Tom Hammond was on the call. I'm like, what is going on here? And then Patrick Ewing has the lane part like the Red Sea, misses a finger roll, and the Pacers advance and beat the Knicks. So, yeah, I think this is possibly the next best great rivalry. And think about it. Last year they played each other in the semifinals.
It's getting that rivalry's heating up again.
Pacers 1-7. Now you got Halliburton and Brunson. So I think this is now the new next rivalry in the NBA, out, especially on the East Coast.
I feel like both those teams are kind of built right now. I mean, obviously the NBA things change. Both of these teams are built in a way that, you know, they're going to be around and they're going to be slugging it out with each other for the next couple of years. And that is very exciting.
Game 2 tonight between the Pacers and Knicks at 5 o'clock. Can't wait for that one. Another series that looks like it might be teetering to over. It's still relatively early, but getting late early, as you like to say, Bonte.
2-0 up.
Thank you, Yogi Berra, the great. OKC up 2-0 now on Minnesota. And, man, if Julius Randle is going to have a game like that, they have no chance. He just can't have 6 points like he did yesterday. But he's been carrying that team. He's been carrying them. And the depth of OKC, man, they're just they're so damn good.
Well, that's the difference. They have guys who can guard Randle and stay athletic with him and take away his ball handling skills. Caruso, Lou Dort, Chet Holmgren's doing a hell of a job. And this is why we had this conversation about OKC. And everybody was, for some reason, was knocking OKC after the All-Star break. Maybe we're getting bored, but they've lost 17 games this season.
Yeah.
17 games. They are rolling.
Was it the highest point differential in the regular season in NBA history?
They're one of the best regular seasons in NBA history.
Yeah, it's up there.
And with their double-digit victories, they were beating teams by about 13 points per game on average. That's up there with the 2017 Warriors. That's up there with the 96 Bulls. That's up there with the greatest teams of all time. So, yes, OKC, it's going to be hard for any of these teams that's left standing here, the Knicks, the Pacers, obviously Minnesota down 0-2. I don't see them rallying in this series may be over in 5.
Yeah.
I think this is OKC's championship, man. This is their first championship. I mean, I guess since the Sonics back in the late 70s.
Right. That Sonics history does still count with the Thunder, still, right?
So you're saying the history of the city is, like, the city
Thunder,
is what I do.
The Thunder, that's their first championship. And hockey, and they're easy to root for. SGA, good dude. I know the foul baiting, that gets on my nerves like everybody else, but Jalen Williams, my God, this guy plays on both sides of the floor, picking the pockets of players, hitting the passing lanes. He could dunk on your head. He's got a 3-point shot. And Jalen Williams is going to be, he could lead a team. That's how good this guy is. And then you got Lou Dort, Caruso locking dudes up. You have a good bench. Chet's coming into his own. Hardstein's solid. So, this is OKC's title to lose.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
I think they're going to blow out whoever's in the East coming out of the East, whether it's the Pacers or the Knicks. And I think it will be the Pacers. That was my pick before the series, Pacers in six. And now I think the Pacers really are going to win in six. So, OKC, and that's where the West starts. That's what you got to build for now. Young athletic team that's deep on both ends of the floor.
And you look at that right now, and it could potentially be I get it. You'll love it. Hoop heads will love it. It's going to be tough to sell OKC versus Indiana. Yeah. I know you hate when I go here, Bonte. I got to bring it up, though.
He's going to have
Adam Silver sweating bullets right now.
Why do we do this, though?
Because it's just the cities. Because they're not synonymous.
The league wants a matchup that's going to get ratings because ratings mean money. I mean, it's objectively, it's going to be a fun basketball series between Pacers and in Thunder, if that is indeed what we end up getting. Right. But if you're a person who's like, I want the game that puts the most money in my pocket, then yeah, you're probably not going to be super excited about that.
Knicks fans will be better. There's no doubt about that. Yeah. They'll be better. But, I mean, we had the Cleveland Cavaliers in finals for number of years.
Well, who's on the team?
I get it was on the other side.
That's a part of the team, though.
So nobody's buying Halliburton, who's on Team USA?
No.
Nobody's buying SGA, who's the MVP of the league?
Canadian, not to the level of
Chet Holmgren, who we watched growing up from high school.
I see where you're getting here.
You know what I'm saying? From a pure basketball standpoint, I hate these conversations because I'm like, I'm watching anyway.
No, you're watching anyway.
Like the San Antonio Spurs were in finals for a number of years, for crying out loud. And they had Tim Duncan, who's one of the more boring superstars of all time. I still watched. If you're a hoop head, you're going to watch. So, you know, people are going to worry about the ratings, and I could already see the headlines. Oh, who's watching this? Oklahoma City in Indianapolis. I've never watched a series because of the city. I watched the series because of the players on the floor.
Personally,
that's just me, though.
Personally, I could not give two rips about the ratings. Like, that's for people who have financial stake in it to worry about. I am not one of those people. So, to your point, yeah, I'll enjoy it. I kind of want it to be Pacers Thunder just to kind of get at the money ratings people. But either way, you got 14. What I like about this Final Four is that you got four kind of superstar players here of this next generation of NBA basketball. One of them is going to get their first ring. Like, one of the stars of tomorrow is about to get their first ring. And I think you tweeted this out, Bonte. Like, this feels like a passing of the torch playoffs.
Yeah.
What better way to kind of, you know, top off a passing of the torch playoffs than by one of these young guys getting their first ring and kind of being the first guy of this next generation of NBA greats to win a championship and be the guy who elevates. Like, that, I think, is really cool.
No, it is really cool. It is. And, you know, maybe it's out with the old, in with the new. Maybe it is. But, You know, the unknown with the Steph Curry hamstring injury, does that flip the Minnesota series? And I think it would have been very difficult for the Warriors to overcome OKC, especially with these games being played every other day. That's very advantageous to a team that's deep and young and athletic like the Oklahoma City Thunder. So, it does stink from a Warriors standpoint. Like, man, look at Minnesota. Minnesota was showing warning signs of being vulnerable.
Yeah.
They turned the ball over 20 times in three consecutive games against the Dubs, and that's without Steph. So,
and they've blown up against a Lakers team that struggled to score offensively. It's just like the Warriors did, and they can get away with it against teams like that that struggled to score, but not against the Thunder. You just can't. You just can't do that. They have too many sharpshooters everywhere, and there are three guys. If Chet's going to shoot like that and play or drive to the rim like that, because his three ball wasn't very good yesterday, but if he's going to be active around the paint like that, they're going to win the whole damn thing.
And then look at the point of attack defense.
Yes. No, that's...
Again, point of attack
Caruso
defense.
Caruso was such a good pick.
Caruso, Dort, Jalen Williams made second team all defense. Yep. SGA's no slouch on the defensive end. So they defend at the point of attack, which really did the Warriors in that Minnesota series, where Minnesota scored 72 points in a paint in game five. That can't happen.
I want to get into this conversation because Sam was kind of alluding to it. It's going to be a changing of the guard. You've alluded to it, passing of the torch. It's going to be seven straight teams now. That's seven straight different champions in the NBA. The parity's at an all-time high, it feels like, at least in my lifetime. I mean, Sam and I, we grew up in like the Michael Jordan was just at the tail end of that, so it was the Bulls. Then who was it? It was the Lakers. Yeah, the Spurs in there. Then you obviously have the Miami Heat. Spurs again, obviously, the whole totality. Then the Warriors. And now it's kind of like, who else is going to be this next juggernaut? Are we going to get that? Do you like the parity, Bonte? Or do you like when there's some sort of dynastic run? It's like, I cop out and I say both. Yeah. Both are good. But I want to hear your take on that.
I think the NBA needs to do away with the play-in tournament. We're rewarding mediocrity. That's what we're doing in the NBA. Get the top eight in there. If you can't finish in the top eight, you don't deserve to be in the playoffs. You don't deserve to play an extra game. And just take the week off. So parity, look, we may be looking at a budding dynasty in the Oklahoma City Thunder. Now, the new CBA where you have to pay luxury tax and the first and second apron picks get frozen, but they have a bevy of picks, so they can reload and restock at their will. They're in a great position, OKC, to dominate this league. So will people lock onto that? I think OKC is the next great dynasty in this league. Do I like parity? We see it in football now. It's cool. It's fine. But what do the casuals love? They love dynasties.
Oh, yeah.
They love dominant teams. They love the hate watch.
Yep.
Or you're on the other side where you're saying, hey, it's everybody against us.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm okay with parity. I'm just not okay with the mediocrity at the bottom of the conferences. Don't reward that. Mully always makes this point. In the Eastern Conference, you get these play-in teams that's under 500.
It's a joke.
You should be, no. If you're not at least at 500, no play-in.
Mm-hmm.
No play-in whatsoever. You don't get to go into the playoffs being five games under 500 in the regular season. We want urgency in the regular season. We want it to mean something. So stop rewarding mediocrity. Get rid of the play-in. You should not be in a lottery as well. And let's go top eight. And, yes, let's get some dominant teams here that could push other teams and meet that level. So parity's okay. But I'm personally, I love a good dynasty.
Yeah.
I love a good dynasty.
I like the parity because just me growing up as a Warrior fan, you know, for the first 20-ish years of my life, I just believed that the Warriors were never going to have anything nice ever. Like, I figured the high point that they would get was maybe a Western Conference Finals and a gentleman's sweep, and we'll always have that one game three they won or something like that. And so, like, having that was during a time where there was no parity in the NBA. Like, remember David Stern's NBA, I think there was like seven teams that won a title during that run. So if you weren't one of the preferred teams, why even bother? That's kind of how I felt. Like, being a Warrior fan, it was just like, what's the point? We're never going to get to that point. Parity would kind of give me the belief, like, maybe there is a chance that my team actually can sneak in and actually do some legitimate winning here. I don't know how that much plays for other teams. Like, I don't know if there's a Utah Jazz fan out there that feels that same way, to where, you know, parity gives their team a chance. But I don't know if that's enough to make the league exciting. I think at the end of the day, the NBA has always been built on there's a dynasty that you're chasing. You know, and all the way back to, you know, 1980 onward, whether it was the Lakers, whether it was the Celtics, whether it was the Bulls, there's always a North Star that teams are chasing. In the NBA, it just, for whatever reason, it's just built that way. It's just built to operate like that.
You know what, though? We may have been sleeping collectively. May have been sleeping on Oklahoma City because, again,
won the West. I'll admit it.
They won the West. They were up double. They may have been up 10 games by the All-Star break. I don't recall. I don't remember, but they were rolling.
They were
rolling. They lost 14 games in a regular season.
You know who this Thunder team, I would say it kind of reminded me a lot of that 14-15 Warriors team, where it was a young team, it was a very homegrown team, and it was just a year where all the planets aligned. It all just came together in a perfect way. Everyone was gelling. It was just a season full of good vibes. Well, and
they also went through the experience last year of losing to Dallas in six games. I think people forgot about that.
Much like the Warriors had lost their previous two before that.
Exactly.
So.
Losing in the second round to San Antonio, then in the first round to the Clippers. But they lost in the second round last year to the Mavericks, and they said, okay, this is what we need. Let's go get Alex Caruso in case we have to go run into Kyrie and Luka again for point of attack defense. And let's go get another big to help out Chet Holmgren in case health does him in. Now, Chet Holmgren has been able to bounce back from that hip injury that he suffered early in the year, and now you get Hartenstein and Chet down low alongside Caruso at the top of the key, who's defending his ass off with Jalen Williams. So we were just sleeping on them. Maybe they've been that dominant team that we just don't want to admit that they're dominant because for some reason we're like, oh, they're in OKC. But we had no problem with that with Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook, and James Harden.
Well, no, and I liken them too. He's using the Warriors reference. I liken them to the Nuggets a few years ago, when still no one was believing in the Nuggets. So it was going to be, the winner of the Warriors-Lakers series is going to go all the way. Remember that? And then the Nuggets handled
the greatest sweep ever.
The greatest sweep ever, according to Brian Windhorst. But then they handled the Heat right after that, right? So, like, no one was, even then, no one was really giving them their flowers. Like, they just handled everyone. It was a cakewalk.
It was
going to
be a playoff Jimmy series.
Exactly. But you showed, like, the Nuggets have shown these last couple of playoffs, and they've been some, like, the West is just really stacked. Like, I think that's just what it's shown me these last couple seasons, because the Nuggets, even in that series against the Thunder, so good. Some of those games were outrageous. I mean, Jokic, my God, he was, talk about being gassed. Yeah. He was absolutely gassed. They were relying on Aaron Gordon with a grade 2 hamstring strain to come through.
A lot of props to him for attempting to play.
Right.
He played his ass off in these playoffs. But with all that said, we're talking about Denver. We're talking about OKC. We see Minnesota. Anthony Edwards isn't going anywhere. Nope. They'll make some tweaks. You have the Clippers who have Kawhi and James Harden, and the Clippers are always active.
I felt like this was, if it was going to be the year for
this,
the Clippers,
like it could have been it.
But the Clippers are going to clip, right?
They look scary at the end.
The Clippers are going to clip.
But they just farted it away.
Dallas is about to invite Cooper Flagg to play alongside Anthony Davis and Klay Thompson and Kyrie at some point. They're going to be active.
That's going to be a
fun
game.
Derek Lively's going to be healthy. Then you got the San Antonio Spurs with Wimby, Castle, Fox. What the hell are they going to do with their two picks in the lottery? Houston, the Rockets were the 2 seed in the Western Conference. They have a guy in Amen Thompson who looks like Scottie Pippen 2.0. Now, if he could just get a little jump shot, he's going to be dynamic in all levels. Where does that leave the Warriors as you're watching these athletic teams with deep, long athletic defenders? The Warriors, this offseason for them is so important. And I think it will dictate the future, the next 5 years for the Golden State Warriors, what they do this offseason.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
So how much of that future is riding on what team Jonathan Kuminga is playing for next year? Because Jonathan Kuminga has been the big conversation topic this morning here, Bonte. And, you know, there's this belief of, you know, maybe it is time for him to move on. You know, we were playing some of the Steve Kerr sound from yesterday, and Kerr compared him to, you know, Sean Marion. He also compared him to Aaron Gordon and how Gordon kind of found himself once he left Orlando, which I translated that as saying that if Jonathan Kuminga wants to be the player that Jonathan Kuminga wants to be, that's going to have to be for another team. Me being a Warrior fan, my thing is just like, this dude is kind of, you know, really good. I want to find out a way to make it work with him on this roster.
Well, look, does he need to rebound a bit better? Yes. But rebounding, I think, in today's NBA, and I'm not making an excuse for him, he needs to rebound better. He can't walk off the court with no rebounds.
Yeah,
that can't happen. But you think about where he's defending on the top of the key or the perimeter, Anthony Edwards. There's a lot of long rebounds today in today's NBA because of all the three-point shooting. All the three-point shooting allows guards to get a lot of rebounds like Pods, Curry, or whatnot. But he does have to rebound better.
Mm-hmm.
The talent is undeniable. I've been talking to former players. I don't think people grasp how difficult it is to not play and keep your mentals in check. To pick up DNP after DNP, DNP after DNP in the playoffs. And if Steph Curry never gets hurt, JK doesn't play. So we don't see those 4 games against Minnesota. But my Lord, you see those 4 games against Minnesota, and you think to yourself, all right, he may not be able to rebound at a high level right now. His ball handling needs work. But damn, he's a bucket. And he's long and athletic, and he's standing in front of guys. Now, he's going to make his mistakes, but the numbers are the numbers. When he plays 30 minutes, he shoots over 50%. Average is 21-7. I mean, those are the numbers. I didn't make them up. Just look at the box. Look at the track record. When he gets 30 minutes a game. Now you can say, well, they didn't win a game. They didn't win a game. Well, there's a number of reasons. Why they didn't win a game.
Come on.
Right? Pod struggled with his shot in his first ever postseason. Cool. Moody started struggling. Now we found out he had the surgery on his thumb. I saw him last night at the Positive Coaches Lions Awards, and he had a big old cast on his hand. You know, Draymond struggled. You know, going into game 7 against the Rockets, he had more turnovers than assists. Jimmy, dealing with whatever he's dealing with, and then he takes 20 shots over the last two games. For Kuminga to not play and all of a sudden go 8 for 8 and go end up 8 for 11 in game 2 and then drops 30 in game 3, the guy's a talent. And if you're watching these playoffs, folks, what are you seeing? 6'7", 6'8", 6'9 dudes getting to the cup, defending at a high level. So I'm hesitant to get rid of an athletic player because it's a young man's game. Again, I'll say it till I'm blue in the face. There's no team in NBA history that's won a championship when the top three players have been 37, 35, and 35.
There you go.
It doesn't get easier when there are 38, 36, and 36.
That's Bonta Hill, voice of Warriors pre- and post-game live, and also Giants pre- and post-game live on NBC Sports Bay Area.
I was joking.
It was runs and not points, right?
I know. I go, kite. Point. Oh wait, runs. No, sadly, it was a joke. Everybody,
sure.
It wasn't a joke. But I was like, you know, what's a four run? What do you guys call a four run homer? And it's just like, it was such a dad joke. Yeah, no, it was a dad joke. And people were like, it's runs, but there. Of course, there were no people. It's runs, Bonta, not points. Yeah.
Really? Wait, people on the internet took something too seriously? That's unlike the internet.
It was fun. It was fun doing Giants. I'm locked in, man. Giants playing
some
baseball.
I enjoyed watching you do it. So.
You made the point for me just there on Jonathan Kuminga. Like, are the Warriors in a position right now to just be moving on from a 22-year-old that could score at a high level, which we just saw? You could say, oh, he's just a scorer. Yeah, that matters in the playoffs. Did we watch the Minnesota Timberwolves yesterday? They couldn't score. That was the problem for them.
No doubt. And also, I want to get this out too. He's 22 years old. And I hear this a lot. Well, it's been 4 years. How long is it going to take? Well, 4 years with the Golden State Warriors
not the same.
Is different than 4 years with the Pistons. Mm-hmm. Different than 4 years with the Magic.
Right.
Different with four. Hell, look at Oklahoma City. These guys were winning 15, 20 games a year.
They got to play through the mistakes.
Yep.
But they got to play through the mistakes. Exactly, Lugman. And you don't get that luxury here with the Golden State Warriors because when you're drafted here and you're walking in the locker room with Steph, Dre, Clay, Wiggs, whoever, Jimmy now, and you see the banners, and you know, damn, I grew up watching this dynasty. So you don't get that typical, hey, let me play through the mistakes. I'm going to get my 30 minutes. Your minutes are inconsistent. And then you're looking over your shoulder. Now you can say, hey, it's be a pro. Or when you're 20 coming straight out of high school, it's easier said than done. So his 4 years here is a lot different than another team rebuilding. So I don't think that's fair at all. But we also, and we misremember his second year when he filled in for Andrew Wiggins, when he was away for 2 months, he was getting better and better by the game. We misremember last year when he went to the media saying, get me out of here. Him and Steve Kerr had to sit down. And as you know, he's averaging 19-6 the rest of the way. I'm just saying, there's a talent there, and he's only 22. And by the way, people are saying, well, we need a Jordan Poole type of guard. Oh, yeah, really? Yeah, how about that? So I would just chill off the Kuminga
stuff. Funny how that works out.
Well, we were talking about, like, what-if scenarios, and it sounds outrageous when I put it like this. Like, oh, well, what if Steph didn't get hurt in Game 1 of the Western Conference Semis? Well, what if Jonathan Kuminga didn't get hurt when he did? It kind of shifted everything. Like, there's a scenario where if he keeps playing well, like, and they're still around 500, maybe they're a couple games over, like, I don't know. Do you make the Jimmy trade? Do you trade JK? Like, there's so many different avenues there. And that injury, really, it set him back. Mm-hmm. And it set the Warriors on a different course to where now, if I'm Jonathan Kuminga, like, am I sitting? Like, of course, if I'm JK right now, I want to get out of here, probably. I mean, I can't speak for the guy. Right. I'm assuming he wants to go elsewhere at this
Brooklyn's
point.
Brooklyn's calling.
But we had Anthony Slater on last week, Bonta. He said, hey, there's absolutely a scenario where he comes back in game one in the regular season next year for the Golden State Warriors. Now, just listening to Steve Kerr on with Tim Kawakami and with us yesterday, I don't know if that's going to happen.
What did I say last week? I would be shocked. I would be shocked.
Right.
Because I think Kuminga wants to jumpstart his career.
Yeah.
And he wants to just get going and play at a high level.
As he should, right?
You know, as he should. I get it. He's got a championship. He was on the team as a rookie. Hell, and you know, I hear this too, but he's got an ego. He's got a chip. Well, if you walk in that locker room, you better have an ego. You better have some confidence.
The Warriors needed more ego in the playoffs, quite frankly.
But you better have confidence playing next to Steph and a little bit of arrogance playing next to Draymond. Sometimes it takes that when you're playing with Hall of Famers. You know, you feel like you belong.
Well, weird how they say that about JK, not about Pods, though, I guess, who has a lot of confidence, it seems like, but it's a good thing for him and not for Kuminga. We pick and choose that, right? That's Bonta Hill, voice of pre- and post-game live for the Warriors and the Giants for NBC Sports, courtesy of River Islands. He's going to be here on the other side as well, each and every Friday, joining us at 9 o'clock for the entire hour. That's Sam Lumman. And for Joe Shasky, I'm Joe Spadoni. Come on back. We're going to talk more JK, but also Jimmy Butler. We've had some time to marinate on the Jimmy Butler experience. What was the good? What was the bad? What's going forward with Jimmy Buckets on the other side? Brought to you by Chilton Autobody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.